I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 742 in our original It's Your Business series. Lots to talk about in this hour, including commercial real estate with one Ron Nelson. Last hour, we included Tony Ratchford from Keller Williams, his son David, and Jeff Nelson from what was HJN, and Tony Bachman, who decided to take his business across town to Keller Williams about a year ago. It's the biggest real estate acquisition in South Dakota history. Next week, we're going to be at the Sioux Empire Fair from 9 to 11 on Monday, including our Ag Show, and then 9 to 11 on Wednesday, which is actually Ag Appreciation Day. And tonight, I'll help open the fair as the MC of the pig calling contest. That's at 6:30. Up to 17 on one category, over 17 on the other. It'll be at the front porch. I have no idea what we're getting into, but I know there will be two rounds. They will reduce the field to 1, 2, and 3, and then they have up to 3 minutes to make a pig call. That sounds like a long time to me, Jesse.
I think you better bring some earplugs along.
You think so?
Yeah. Or turn some hearing aids off or something. I know Stephanie was just in here. Maybe she can help you find the right station or something to be tuned into.
There we go. We'll see how that all works. And they've got some things at the fair that I think you're going to find interesting out there. They've got a milking station. They've got the birth of pigs and cows and all the things that go with it. For those town folks that have never seen any of that or even an egg laid, guess what? Best laid plans.
Exactly. Well, lots of people plan their vacation around the fair. You know, people bring their 4-H exhibits and their kids. And so, yeah, it's vacation time.
This is Jessie Schmidt. She, of course, is Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. She's traditionally in our 9 o'clock hour, but because of the topic this morning, you agreed to join us at 10.
Well, thanks for having me still. I'm glad to be here.
All right, you've been gone for a while. You've been traveling.
I was.
You got back in time for the fair.
I did, of course.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Travel in general, what should we know?
Sure. Well, like I said, it's the time of year. People are wrapping up some vacations because school's going to start here pretty quick. And we've talked about some travel trips earlier this summer, but a friend of ours, Jody, got a text and a robocall that she had received a free trip from Expedia. I've had other people this week give me a call that they got a certificate for a free cruise in the mail. And then earlier this year, people got a letter from American Airlines. Those are all things that you really need to watch for because they're out to get some information from you.
And imagine Jody Schwann.
Imagine that.
Being mailed one of these. It's a free trip someplace other than Cleveland.
Well, actually, she got hers via text message and a robocall. So she didn't get anything in the mail. Jody's young and hip and uses all that social media. And that's exactly how they reached out to her, was on her cell phone. So, yes. And scammers are getting very, very savvy. The investment in robocalling is not very expensive. They can make thousands of phone calls an hour. And they just need a few people, like I've said before, to pick up and engage with them. But it is not the travel company Expedia. That is not how they operate. And so be very, very cautious whenever you get a robocall about any of this sort of stuff or a text message.
I kind of look at the Better Business Bureau and have for generations. That's how long I've known the Better Business Bureau.
We've been around a long time, too,
Bill. Kind of an editor sitting there listening for stories to come in that you can share. Is that a fair assumption? And you probably get more stories than you can use.
Well, sure. You know, I appreciate that that's your take on it, because that is one of the many things that we do at the BBB is we're the watchdog about what's out in that marketplace right now. And I just told somebody yesterday, thanks so much for reaching out to us, because the only way we hear about this stuff is because consumers trust us, because again, we've been around over 100 years, that we're going to bring them the truth in advertising in the marketplace. So that's what we do. So yeah, if any of your listeners have something that they have a question about, whether they need some work done on their house, whether it's a phone call they got, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We're right here in Sioux Falls. Our local number is 271-2066, and you can get online at bbb.org.
Now, You also make trips west because it is the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. So fairs and events,
right.
You find yourself, unlike the two senators who get all the free trips, you guys got to kind of drive or hitchhike across the state.
Yes, exactly. We like to, we do represent the entire state of South Dakota, and we have accredited businesses far and wide in South Dakota, from the communities of 10 to 12 people to Sioux Falls now at 160,000 plus people. So yeah, we're in every community. We like to be in contact with the people on the streets, and we want them to have trust in the marketplace that they do business in, and we hope we can bring that to them, and we do that by reaching out in all kinds of ways.
You use a word that we probably only use when you're on the air, and that is the word scammer. What the heck is a scammer, and what should we be doing with them if they're caught?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I always say, you know, sometimes there's no way to avoid these. I actually heard this week and on this radio station that two Jamaican scammers were prosecuted for a scam that was pulled in South Dakota. And I believe it was the foreign lottery scam that we talk about. You get these checks in the mail that you've won all this money in a foreign lottery, but you have to pay the taxes first. And we've spoke about this before, that foreign lotteries are against the law in the U.S. You cannot enter and win a foreign lottery. And so how they got a hold of these people and how they prosecuted, I don't know, but I'm thrilled that that had happened, and that, you know, maybe by us getting that information out through sit-downs just like this, Bill, it encouraged somebody to reach out, and somehow they were able to actually catch somebody.
She's Jessie Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. How do they reach you?
271-2066, BBB.org.
Thank you for joining us on It's Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Today we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has more than 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us to talk about cracking the code to college financial aid. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Bill.
Mary, there's certainly a lot of talk in today's media about the cost of higher education and the student loan debt. We all know going to college is more expensive each year. Is there something new that perhaps we don't know?
There is, Bill. Data coming out now have shown just how bad that problem is. The costs for undergraduate tuition, room, and board are up 40% over the last decade. In this country, student loan debt has doubled since 2007 to more than $1 trillion. No matter what your income tax bracket, it is important for students and families to develop a game plan for affording college. One important piece to that plan can be financial aid.
Well, the challenge seems to be how to find government and institutional funding while at the same time working to obtain scholarships.
That's right, Bill. It really all comes down to where you apply. Most colleges use only your responses on the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, to determine what you will be expected to pay toward college. If that amount is less than the cost of attendance, you qualify then for some needs-based financial aid.
You mentioned the most colleges use the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Are there some that don't?
There are, Bill. More than 400 institutions, including the Ivy Leagues and some flagship state colleges, require you to also complete what is known as the College Scholarship Service Profile, or CSS profile, to qualify for institutional assistance.
Okay, so most schools require you to only fill out the FAFSA, but some require both the FAFSA and the CSS profile. Why have we got all those initials? I'm not sure that, but it's part of what we do today. Am I right in thinking that each school may look at the information you provide just a bit different?
That is right. Schools that rely only on the FAFSA look exclusively at non-retirement assets and weigh students' assets more heavily than their parents. Neither small business assets nor home equity is included in the FAFSA analysis. Now, those schools that also use the CSS profile consider income streams that FAFSA-only schools do not, such as retirement accounts, life insurance plans, the equity you have in your home, plus any income and assets held by a non-custodial parent. Confusing.
A little bit. So those schools requiring the CSS profile take a more comprehensive look at student and family assets?
Yeah, Bill, that is generally true, though it's worth noting that some schools consider the CSS profile data differently. For example, while many CSS profile schools consider 25% of the student assets when calculating financial need, others may only look at 5%.
All right, so Mary, we know many of the basic steps you can take to lessen your reliance on student loans, things like saving for college when you're younger, perhaps getting a scholarship, choosing less expensive schools. Do you have strategies to consider when filling out financial aid applications?
I do, and this is where it's really important to have a financial advisor who understands the ins and outs of funding for higher education. Before you start filling out your financial aid applications, you may want to consider what financial steps you can take to optimize your eligibility. For example, Bill, let's say your top choice for college is a school that only looks at the FAFSA form. We know that heavily factors in students' assets, so you might want to consider a savings vehicle that is treated as a parental asset. Bill, one of those could be a 529 college savings plans or a Coverdale education savings account.
So it sounds like you have to fill out the FAFSA or any other report every year you attend an institution of higher learning, not just the first time you enter.
Unfortunately, that's correct, Bill, and that is the case of your family situation changes, and that's another consideration when it comes to applying for that financial aid. Let's say, Bill, you're considering selling an investment that would produce capital gains while you have a child in school. For that financial aid, capital gains are treated as income. If you don't want that income reported on your FAFSA form, you might want to make such a sale during your child's sophomore year in high school before you might fill out your first FAFSA form, or during his junior year in college after the last FAFSA has been filed.
So when you apply for the financial aid, indeed is important. What else should we be considering?
One important factor is that consumer debt isn't counted in the needs analysis formula. By paying off credit card balances and auto loans, you would reduce your available cash and potentially increase your eligibility for your students' financial aid.
So not only do you pay down your debt, but may perhaps get a financial aid benefit as well. Anything else?
There's one last factor to consider. Remember that the FAFSA does not consider retirement assets when calculating financial aid eligibility. You may consider maxing out contributions to retirement funds in the years prior to applying. Tax-deferred annuities and life insurance policies are also not considered assets.
Mary, that's a great number of things we need to be considering.
Bill, it is also good to be open to looking at other opportunities for further higher education support, such as state programs and armed forces. Many of them have very good benefits as well.
All right, so I feel informed. What should we do now, Mary?
Well, Bill, it is important, as always, when you're applying for financial aid, that you have a strategy when it comes to affording college. This also includes your school selection, scholarships, and the best use of families' personal resources also need to be considered. There are many professional resources out there that can help. Our office is wanting you to always consider us as a resource, and we are backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with you and us to ensure your college plans are appropriate for your current situation and goals.
Mary Howard, thank you. Mary, of course, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. You should feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310. That's 275-2310 if you have Any additional questions for her on the topic, or visit the website at howardgroupofbaird.com. Thanks, Mary.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, is on the phone with us. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Bill. Just got done in the operating room, and I have a little break before I have to get to clinic. So I'm actually at Ostad. I have to get some balls for the Baker Crossing Club Championship this weekend.
So in other words, you're doing the important stuff right now is what's going on.
Oh, yeah. This is what I have to concentrate on a lot more.
All right. So what kind of golf ball are you playing?
I've been playing the Bridgestone 330. I actually play the yellow one. I started using yellow balls about 2 years ago, especially when the technology changed. And with the better golf balls, they can be yellow. It's a psychological thing right now where it's just different than most people playing the white ball. I've noticed, though, more and more people playing yellow balls. And if it gets out of hand, I'll probably go to a pink ball or something just to be different.
Well, whatever works for you, you know, it just makes sense. You know, we have seen Jason Day have some problems. We've seen Dustin Johnson now give up the game, at least through the FedEx tournament. What's your read on all this?
You know, the golf, a lot of people would say, I wish I could be a professional golfer. I don't think that they have thought it through completely in that you're alone. You're in a profession and you're alone, and everything is based off of your performance, your livelihood, other people's livelihood, your family, and so on. So the better you get and the more high profile you get, the more other people are relying on you to perform. From a physical standpoint, swinging a club and you're by yourself. You're not a one of five people on a basketball court. You don't have help. And so from a mental standpoint, I'm surprised that from whatever is going on with Dustin Johnson, it's not more prevalent and out there. Maybe it is, and people just work their way through it and so on. But I really feel bad for the guy, and I hope that from a mental standpoint, he can recover from this.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Mark Leishman still leading the tournament. Tiger this morning, who had a good round yesterday, excited everybody, is one over in his play this morning. He's on his fifth hole. But he's playing a little better, and a lot of what is bothering him has to be both mental and physical.
Yeah, I research this stuff, Bill, a lot, probably too much.
Just like the Bridgestone golf ball.
Yeah, exactly. The Brando Chamblee, who has been probably one of the biggest critics of Tiger Woods forever, and I don't believe in everything that he says about Tiger Woods, but he did a comparison yesterday looking at Tiger Woods' iron swing versus his driver swing. And even me being a physician, and I care about golf, and I'm not the smartest guy as it pertains to the golf swing, you could see a huge difference with the two swing types, meaning his iron shots are all over the pin now, and his driver is his bugaboo, which doesn't allow him to be in good spots to be able to set up the irons because he can't hit fairways, which is amazing. He's the most talented player in the world, and he just can't figure out the driver, so...
He's Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. You specialize in getting people in and out. Sometimes they can call within 24 hours and get right in the door.
Yeah, we can see people many times the same day, but certainly within 24 hours you'll be seen by me, the physician. We'll be able to figure out what your options are. We can get whatever studies are needed. My office and the experience at my office is different in a positive way in comparison to the other establishments. And if someone came in to my office and they felt like they weren't treated correctly, or if they felt like it was the same experience that they got at a different facility, then I'll see them for free, because I'm that confident that they will love the experience like all my other patients have. And they will be satisfied.
Dr. Tim Lee Burton, how do they reach you?
275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Timothy Lee Burton.
Tim, you have a good weekend. Good luck in your tournament.
Thanks.
Another member of our Business of Golf that is heard on Wednesday is Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're fine. We're in August. You're a part of Great Life. What's planned for August?
Well, lots of things coming up here. We've got that Beanbag League starting here on the 14th of August, which will carry us through the beginning of October. It's only a $25 entry fee. And if you're a beanbag thrower, gosh, we've got a $200 cash prize payout for the end of that league. With some great beer specials as you play every Thursday night. Along with that, we've got an awesome tournament coming up here soon at Golf Addiction. And basically with that, it's a four-person scramble, and it's only a $25 entry fee, and that'll have a really nice cash prize payout as well. And then today, being Friday, we've got that date night / family night option. So if you're looking for something to do on a Friday or Saturday night, for $50, you can come into Golf Addiction and play a couple hours on the simulator, enjoy a awesome-tasting pizza, and then also enjoy a pitcher of beer or a bottle of wine with that loved one.
Oh, I can almost hear that beer now. I can almost taste it.
You should
almost
hear that beer, Bill. You should stop in for one later.
Might do that. How do people reach you if they need to come in? And reservations, I'm sure, always welcome at Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion.
You bet. Give us a call at 274-8903 and come on in and check us out. We've got some great food, some great aiming oil, and some great fun here at Golf Addiction.
Hunting, not far away.
No, not at all. And if you want to get dialed in for that hunting season without going through a lot of ammo, swing into Golf Addiction as we've got that hunting simulator where you can shoot some traps and get you going on an over and under Benelli mold shotgun so you feel the weight of it and you start getting dialed in for hitting them birds this fall.
Adam Scott, how's he going to play this week?
You know, he's going to play all right. I think he's preparing here for the next upcoming event, but I think it's somebody else's week this week, and that person may be just Ricky Fowler or Sergio Garcia.
We'll keep an eye on that. We always appreciate all the good things that Adam Scott is doing, all a part of the great life to get you to play golf, enjoy the family, and take a little aiming oil if you have room.
Yeah, absolutely. So stop on in, and we'll have some fun today.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction. Just ahead, the commercial real estate part of the program. The numbers of the day from Commodity Loan Snapshot, Main Street to Wall Street, and a big event that I'm a part of a week from tomorrow. All following Fox Business News. Welcome back to It's Your Business. And, of course, this morning we've been talking everything from the merger of real estate companies to commercial real estate, which is coming up with Ron Nelson here in just a couple of minutes. But we do have Craig Marquardt at Vanna Mortgage. We've been checking to see if he had his camera out, if he had a snapshot on the loan quote of the day. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. I'm in the middle of taking a snapshot right now for you, and I'll be ready to go. So how's the market looking today for you guys when it comes to real estate?
Real estate, busy. Very busy, and sometimes you got more buyers than sellers. But it's that time of year, and as Jim was saying, and some of the real estate giants that we had on earlier in the show, we're in a second season or about ready to go into it as far as real estate.
Well, I was talking to a realtor yesterday, and she was explaining that we need to make sure that the public is aware that it is no longer the summer when it comes to the real estate market. We are now working on the fall. So if somebody needs to get their house on the market, they need to do it as quickly as possible if they want to get it sold before the winter, don't they?
I agree. All right. You have your snapshot processed, ready to talk?
I do. The conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate is holding steady from where it was on Monday, and it's at 4.250% with an APR of 4.443%.
Now, the big question we asked, do you lock in, just roll with the punches? What makes the most sense?
Right now, I'm advising folks to lock in. If they're looking at closing in the next 15 days, I would definitely look at locking in. There's a little bit of volatility in the stock market, which is moving over towards the bond market for mortgages, and we're seeing rates creep up just very little each and every day. And it hasn't reflected negatively yet this week to consumers, but we're on the cusp of bumping into that 4.375 territory if we have another couple bad days.
And, of course, 18-7 always means something special at Advana Mortgage if you're looking this weekend.
Well, we always have an on-call mortgage banker. We realize that folks are always out looking at houses in the evenings and over the weekends, and if they want to make an offer or get a quick quote of a house payment, they can give us a call at 275-2777. They'll be redirected to our on-call mortgage banker, and they can answer any questions or even help them take an application.
And how do they reach you, Craig?
They can give us a call, 275-2777, or we'd love them to go to our website at www.advanamortgage.com, and they can even apply with our secure online application, and then we can get some interest rate quotes out to them. And we got to make sure and remind everybody that rates are always subject to change based on the current market conditions as well as the specific loan program and the individual borrower's details.
Senior Loan Officer at Advana Mortgage, Craig Markarch. Have a good weekend.
I'll see you on Monday.
Advana Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. Scott Verilek, Coima K-Meg, has been on the road. He's back in the office today in Sioux Center, Iowa. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
You know, we had talked with Joe last week. He did a pretty good job. And, of course, the commodity report always comes up at 11:30. Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9. What is trending this morning?
Well, as you just heard, I can say the same thing. Markets are subject to change for sure. We've got some extreme volatility in the livestock this week. The hogs have been on a terror lower. Cash has really fallen significantly, as well as the cutout has. I think the packer was cut and kill with some of them higher prices, and we're hearing that they're starting to ramp up kill and maybe going back to five-day weeks again, and hearing some rumors of a few Saturday kills slipping in there. So maybe this is enough of a discount, enough of a break for them to want to get back in and buy some of these hogs a little bit more aggressively. And in the live cattle, after last week's fireworks show in the cash sales, you know, got around 165. We had a range from 162 to 167, which was just amazing cash trade from where the futures were at. And we've been nothing but lower all week this week. We're locked lower, limit lower on the feeders again today, down another 250 on the live cattle. And we do have some bids surfacing in the south at 162 that's being passed, which is, it's not a bearish sign there, but one note that I do have on the cattle is it is option expiration today, and if you kind of want to visit about that, you'll kind of want to ask, but sometimes there's a little bit of fireworks on the last day that you can trade options. Today, the August options expire, so the market can really move one way or another if there's a lot of options in the market that are in the money or out of the money that might get triggered. There's a little bit of movement in fireworks, so I'm gonna blame some of the movement on that, too.
Scott, when our audience needs more information, how do they reach you?
Tell you what, you give us a call on our 800 number, 1-800-358-3047.
Scott Verilek, Coima K-Mig, will listen in for the commodity report at 11:30.
Thanks, Bill.
Another guy that talked to us on the road was a guy named Nelson, Ron Nelson, riding across Iowa in Ragbri. He's back in the studio. He's got a tan and no gray hair. But he looks good this morning. How was the trip?
You don't see me sitting on my gel donut here. At least the listeners don't. But no, actually, the behind is actually recovering. And the legs are recovering. We had a great trip. Ragbri was a lot of fun and not done that before. And outside of the three wrecks that we had in our group of seven, nobody came away with injuries. And so it was a fun time that you'll see us out there at Ragbri more often. We got to connect with Lance Armstrong.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool. And we've been talking about restaurants, and we'll transition, you know, into that as well. But actually, kind of a long story, but I happened to visit his famous bike shop in Austin, Texas in January. Happened to have one of his bike shirts in our bag as we were heading in our trailer to Mason City. We made reservations at the restaurant. They said Lance was there, so I quick changed into my, it's called Mellow Johnny's is the name of his bike shop in Austin. And so just kind of strategically walked by his table when we were at at the Mason City restaurant, and he came by, talked to us for 20 minutes.
You're smart.
Signed my jersey, took a team photo of our team, but we just got to talking, and I said, so where'd you, you know, come out? Well, I flew into Sioux Falls. Really? Well, that's where we're from. What do you think of our town? And he was here a few years back, I think, right, kind of pre-scandal, and rode through. So he knew the town a little bit. And he said, oh, I like your town. Really like your downtown. And he said, yeah, we ate there. Oh, where'd you eat? A place called Parker's Bistro. And I'm like, and what'd you think? Oh, it was fabulous. So it was just kind of
Parker's
fun.
Parker's is happy.
Yeah, they're happy. And, you know, no endorsements or anything here on my part, just calling it as it happened. But that was kind of fun.
Of course, Ron Nelson is Nelson Property Consultants. Before you took the ride across to Iowa, we were talking restaurants. Where are we headed today?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of ADD anyway, and so I get excited about this business and kind of where we're at in the market, and kind of like to talk about prices and some of the inflationary things that are happening out there, just kind of a byproduct of a strong market. But just one little kind of finishing touch on the restaurant thing. We'll come back to restaurants a lot because it's just a popular category, but I did have an out-of-town restaurant group in town this week. And actually brought our young associate in our office along, which there's no greater experience, Bill, than, you know, having what I call the marketplace in your car. Because I can train my young associate all I want and tell him how the world works and all that. But, you know, it's just the professor talking and, you know, probably meaningless stuff. But when the marketplace talks, when you've got the guy, you know, in your car that's making decisions, you know, then you get a real sense of the marketplace. And I absolutely put these guys, whenever I have them in town, whether it be Costco or whomever, you know, I just quiz them to death because I really want to know their opinions on our town, you know, on what they think and all that. And I'm taking him out on 41st Street, showing him, you know, the hot retail areas. You know where he wants to be? He loves our downtown.
Really?
And what was especially intriguing to me, and I want to say this for the benefit of your vast audience to make
sure. And
it's
growing with a Ron Nelson on the show.
I don't know about that. But, I think some people don't get to parts of downtown. And we're doing something in Sioux Falls right now that I just kind of want to promote. And again, I have zero involvement in this or anything to gain benefit from it wise, whatever, but I just think it's a neat thing. We're doing something called the Main Street Diet. Are you familiar with that? Main Avenue Diet. It's where they've taken a lane out of Main Avenue, which is a one-way street going south, and saying, you know, there's always been parallel parking right in front of the businesses, you know, and it's always seemed to be somewhat of a deterrent to do some of the cool things happening on Phillips Avenue on Main Avenue. And part of that is because there's just limited parking, you know, whereas Phillips has the diagonal parking. And so we've, the city is experimenting. They're doing it not with concrete, but with paint and cones and planters. But they've created a row, and I'm talking this has been going on 6 weeks or so, of parallel or diagonal parking on Main Avenue. So like, for example, on the east side, so the Parker's Bistro side, you know, not only do they now have diagonal parking in front of their store, but all the way down Main to the Washington Pavilion, but they now have room to put a neat little outdoor patio there. So what it is creating an environment for places like that to, you know, kind of get some of the Phillips Avenue energy that you feel happening on Main Avenue. So, okay, that's fine. That's well and good and all that. Ron likes it. Bill might like it. You know, the city thinks it's kind of cool. But what does the marketplace have to say about it? And that's what was fascinating for me with this, you know, high-end restaurateur who was in the car this week with us. I'm showing him this, and he was impressed. Not only just saying that's kind of cool, but I might, you know, you find me a site there, and I'll take a hard look at it. You know, so that's telling me the marketplace is impressed with what we're doing And I should have just mentioned that to Mike Cooper. I was with him just right before our meeting today, our city planning director. I'll have to report that to him, but because they like to hear that stuff too, because you don't know sometimes, you know.
Well, Mike just heard it, so.
Well, I told him to listen today. I said, I got to go. Bill's, you know, going to be mad at me if I'm late again, you know. So make sure you tune in. But,
you know, you mentioned Lance Armstrong, and you mentioned you like to hear what people have to say about Sioux Falls. You had a chance to ride all the way across the neighboring state. And I know you ask a question or two or heard a thing or two about Sioux Falls.
Well, you do, you know, and we were with the first premier group. And then on off days of wearing the shirts, we'll have, you know, whether it be a Harlan's Bike Shop shirt or something that anyway mentions Sioux Falls. Plus, you have a little license plate that you can put on the back of your bike that says Sioux Falls. So, yeah, you know, we're popular. I didn't run into as many people from Sioux Falls. I just figured, you know, hey, I know everybody in this town. You know, I certainly know half the people riding Ragbri. And I didn't see as many people as I expected I would that I know. But, you know, I guess that's what happens when there's 30,000 people in an event. But, you know, as I've stated before, I mean, we're in the real estate business and, you know, we're selling and leasing properties and all that. But, you know, the pitch isn't about the properties as much as it is about the city, you know, and what Slater Barr at the Development Foundation does, what Terry Ellis at Convention Visitors Bureau does, you know, I kind of do too, you know, and people in my business do too. We're selling the city as much as we are, you know, specific properties. A specific property doesn't really matter if they don't want to be in our city. So we need to be educated on the city. So you get into a neighboring state like that, and it's a lot of fun to, you know, kind of be an ambassador and sell our city. And you don't find too many people, you know, certainly regionally, but even nationally, that have bad things to say about our town, because there's not much bad to say about it. We got a lot of good things going here.
He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants. He also had a little ink this week from our good friend Jody Schwan. We're going to talk about Rotary, all the positive spin there, and a conference coming up that I'm going to actually speak at. Three states and Canada here in Sioux Falls in just a week. That's all when It's Your Business continues.
At Specialty Orthopedics with Dr. Tim Lee Burton, you don't need a referral and you don't need to wait. If you have pain or an injury, do what Vicki did.
I've been having trouble with my knee. I called a couple of the other places that I had previously been to, either needed a referral to get in or needed to wait a month to get in. So I scheduled the appointment with Dr. Lee Burton, called him on a Monday, got in on a Tuesday, and he scheduled the surgery for 2 days later.
At Specialty Orthopedics, you'll get quick attention from Dr. Tim Lee Burton himself, not someone's assistant or mid-level.
The staff there has been absolutely cooperative and friendly about everything. Dr. Lee Burton took an extra amount of time on my first follow-up appointment. I was just surprised at how interested he was personally in how my knee surgery was going to affect my life.
Today is the day to do it. Call Dr. Tim Lee Burton at Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560, 275-5560, or go to sfspecialtyorthopedics.com.
For a brilliantly simple approach that fits all your water needs, remember, it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Hi, I'm Julian. Here in the Sioux Falls community, a variety of factors affect how our water tastes, smells, and feels.
Raw water comes into your home with any number of impurities. That's why Kinetico tests your water before they recommend how to treat it.
The Kinetico system is simpler, cordless approach, no electricity.
Save up to 75% on your soaps.
And take that repair guy off your speed dial.
Visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Michael Medved, Sunday afternoons 3 to 6. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultant, is with us. He's given a chance to explain the rather unique position in the Business Journal this week, the Downtown Rotary Club, and how it was printed. And we've invited Ron, who is now president of the Downtown Rotary, to join us actually next week for a visit of three-state optimists. They're coming from the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Canada. And they'll be in convention here in Sioux Falls. One of the projects is working to help service clubs find a way to pass the torch and keep doing their valuable community projects. And one of them, of course, is helping children. Dave Martin is helping with Angie Wall to prepare for the International District Conference. He's with us as well this morning. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good
Morning again.
Morning.
Ron, tell us about the Downtown Rotary and the difference that you have from many other service clubs that are really struggling in this time not to get on the extinct list.
Well, I think I don't think we're any different than anybody else, to be honest with you, about the one distinction I could make with our club versus perhaps some others is we're just bigger. But candidly, I think the challenges we share are the same. I'm visiting with Dave before we got in the studio with you here. And, you know, he was saying his club is, I think you said 40 members or so.
Right. Yep.
And I said, so what's your average weekly attendance? He said, oh, you know, 15, 18 people. I said, oh, about 30%. Well, that's just about exactly what we have in terms of our attendance percentage wise, not 15 people, but we'll have 75 to 100 people out of our 300 or so membership. So attendance is a struggle. You talk about losing members and or not getting new ones, and that's part of the challenge. But the other part is keeping folks engaged that you know, are your current members. And so from that standpoint, I think our challenges we share are the same. But, you know, it's a two steps forward, two steps back, you know, kind of thing. You have regular attrition. And so you just need to keep trying to at least to maintain the membership that you have, you know, try to keep as many new ones coming in every year as you have going out. So you're always in a recruiting mode.
Dave, I actually got to speak to the club on Monday of this week, and a guy named Klaus.
Right.
Kind of set the tone for the passing of the torch. He said, I don't want to be a president. I don't want to. And he had his German brogue, and he spoke very well and very concerned that the big thing is taking care of the children. And that's what Klaus wants to do. But that's the exact reason that we've kind of taken up this initiative to a degree is how are we going to pass the torch so that the Klauses of the world, the others, are going to be able to pass the torch and help people 5 years, 10 years from now?
Well, I think that's one of our big challenges, Bill, as we've talked about. And I think when it comes to recruiting new members, you know, we have to do things differently. You know, the old saying, you know, definition of insanity, you keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. Well, we have to change our mindset, I think. And I think in the past, we've stressed, you know, come and join our club. We got a great club, you know, the just ask approach. And like you'd mentioned, you were 50 years old before somebody asked you to join. And it's because we think, well, he's too busy. Our problem is we make those decisions rather than asking the person to make those decisions. And I think we have to kind of turn that whole approach around and say, why don't you join our club, or how about come to a meeting and join our club? That's, you know, they don't want to join a club or go to a meeting, the younger generation. So we need to turn that around and say, how would you like to come and join us on this project we're doing and see what great joy and you know, it is to work with these kids and see the joy on their face. And that kind of, you know, turns them on a little bit. So I think it's that whole mindset of how we go about and ask people to join and to recruit.
What do you think, Ron?
I mean, I agree. It is interesting. We're not millennials, and I don't know that millennials is the only group that we're targeting, but certainly, you know, in our group, we have a few. But it's when you're kind of in that, I'm at the tail end of the baby boomer generation, and I don't like to think that I think like my parents, but I do, and I'm a parent, and so I don't relate to how my kids think, and, you know, I think it's critical, you know. I mean, it's one thing to just say come to the meetings, you know, all that, get fired up, but, you know, what we're doing is providing service to the community, and the right. Scary trend is if this doesn't sustain, then, you know, there's just a lot of areas of our community that have needs that are going to suffer, you know, as a result of that. So I think it's vital, you know, that we all independently, and I just really affirm and appreciate what you're doing, Bill, in terms of kind of taking this whole service club thing in a global sense, you know, with all of them, because we're not competition to, you know, optimists. We're all, you know, it is about service. And so we all need to collectively come up with strategies. And I was just starting to share with you some of the things we do in our club that, you know, we're kind of using as tools to get better attendance and so forth. But, you know, I think it's great that we're all focusing on this challenge And it's a good challenge, you know, and we'll hopefully come out stronger. It's
next Saturday, the Optimist at the Holiday Inn in Sioux Falls. I look forward to spending a little time trying to raise the awareness, taking Klaus's message and some of the others that say we can't lose this.
Right.
Much like what we had earlier in the show with Keller Williams, HJN, coming together, passing the torch from Tony Ratchford to David Ratchford, kind of what we're talking about. But we're hoping Ron or somebody from the Rotary will be there. Sir Thomas said they would be, Cosmopolitan, Kwanians, and a YPN member. So we're putting together an interesting panel for Saturday afternoon to talk and come together as a group.
Very cool.
And we're really looking forward to that presentation. Our district governor thinks it's the greatest thing that we've ever done, you know, at a convention. So,
well, I hope he'll think that after Saturday afternoon. Gentlemen, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Bill.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones is going to join us here with the Main Street to Wall Street report. Todd, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's the report?
Nice topic today, everyone. Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, bringing in the daily financial market report. Stocks are little changed as investors digest several economic reports that were released today. For the month of June, the U.S. economy created 209,000 jobs, slightly below economists' forecast of 233,000. In addition, the unemployment rate edged a little bit higher to 6.2. In corporate news, shares of Procter & Gamble are up this morning as the company reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best-performing sector is consumer staples. Worst-performing sector is energy. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average around 10:30 was off another 36 points at 16,526. The S&P 500 index is trading at 1,932, and the NASDAQ is off 14 points at 4,355. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 190 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers on a 4-3 margin. In commodity markets, gold is trading at $1,295. That's up 12 bucks. Silver is hovering at $20.46, and crude oil prices are off 88 cents at $97.29. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronics is at $11.05, down a nickel. Citigroup is down 78 cents at $48.13. Raven is off 41 cents at $27.46. Summit Hotel Properties is trading at 10.21, and Meta Financial Bank is up 28 cents at 37.08. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report.
Hey, Todd, when our audience needs more information, that's got to be all the time. How do they reach you?
They can reach me at the office at 371-0375, todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com. Lots of ways to find us, Bill.
Todd, you have a great weekend.
You guys too. Take care. Bye now.
One last stop, John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill.
All right. Rev is saying that the question we've been asking is too difficult this morning, so we're going to let Rev come up with the question. If you have the first right answer, 336-1320, you win dinner for two and probably get to shake hands with John and Valentino.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. All right, here's the question, 336-1320. If you know the answer to this, you win lunch for two at Valentino's. And here's the question. What is on a cheese pizza at Valentino's? Is that easy enough, Bill?
I don't know. 336-1320. We'll see if...
What's on a cheese pizza at Valentino's?
All right.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
I'm doing a radio view.
Yeah, and we hear that he's talking to a customer right there.
Yep.
But we do know it's Fish Friday. You've schooled me well. Phones are going crazy now. And obviously the pizza, the pasta, the lasagna, the fried chicken, the salad, the soup's dessert. What would we have missed if we were talking about brunch on Sunday?
Brunch on Sunday is really, really delightful. I mean, we have scrambled eggs, we have bacon, sausage, and ham. And they're a nice, thick slices of ham. You actually need a knife to cut it because it's so thick. But then we have a few different breakfast casseroles. Of course, we've got our tremendous waffles and French toast, fresh fruit, orange juice on the salad bar. And we also have a few different breakfast pizzas. Plus, we still have our fried chicken, bacon lasagna, spaghetti with the different sauces, and our eight varieties pizzas. And a couple of the desserts also.
All right, that's Valentino's, 41st and Willow, and we have a winner.
Yes, Mike from Sioux Falls. He's going to Valentino's. He knew that cheese was on a cheese pizza.
Well, we Woo-hoo! Have the smartest audience in the world.
There you go.
John, you have a good weekend. For now, our time's up. Yeah. Thank you for yours.